Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we will continue reading from the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 14, The Forest of Enjoyment, text 41. So I will read the Sanskrit, it's in prose, so it's difficult to repeat. I just read it. Karma valim avalambya tata apada katachin naraka vimukta punar api evam samsaradvani vartamano naraloka sartam upayati evam upari katopi. Please repeat the word for word translation. Karma valim. The creeper of fruitive activities. Avalambya. Taking shelter of. Tata. From that. Apada. Dangerous or miserable condition. Katanchit, somehow or other. Narakat, from the hellish condition of life. Vimukta, being freed. Punaapi, again. Evam, in this way. Samsara advani, on the path of material existence. Vartamana, existing. Naraloka saartam, the field of self-interested material activities. Upayati, he enters, evam, thus, upari, above, in the higher planetary systems, gata api, although promoted. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruitive activity, he may be elevated by spice activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his spice activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Purport. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda, Brahmine, Konya, Bhakhyavan, Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasadi, by Bhakti Lata Beach. Even if one wanders for many millions of years, from the time of creation until the time of annihilation, one cannot get free from the path of material existence unless one receives shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. Sri Radha Gopinath ki. As a monkey takes shelter of the branch of a banyan tree and thinks he's enjoying, the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest of his life, takes shelter of the path of karmakanda, fruitive activities. Sometimes is elevated to the heavenly planets by such activities, and sometimes he again descends to earth. This is described by Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu as Brahmānda Brahmite. However, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of a guru, of the guru, by the mercy of Krishna, he receives lessons on how to execute devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In this way, he receives a clue of how to get out of his continuous struggle up and down within the material world. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is that one should approach a spiritual master. The Vedas declare tat vijanartam sagrum iva bhikkhachet, from the Mundaka Upanishad 1-12. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises that vidipranipatina pari prasnana sevya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3 gives 21 gives similar advice. Das magrum prabhacchetya sikhnasu shreya uttamnam sapte parishanishatam brahmanyupasamasrayam. Any person who seriously desires to achieve real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of a spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. Similarly, Vishvanath Chakravarti, a great Vaishnava, also advises Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasado. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. This is the same advice by Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasati Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. This is essential. One must come to Krishna consciousness, and therefore one must take shelter of a pure devotee. Thus one can become free from the clutches of matter. I read the text again. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruitive activity, it may be elevated by its pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Om Ajnana Trimandasya Sanjana Shakaya Shakshri Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chichitanya Manopistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandayam Shiru Shiyuda Padakamanam Shirum Vaishnavam Sa Shirupam Sarishatam Sa Ganaraganatam Pitam Tam Sa Jivam Sa Dvaitam Sa Vudutam Parijana Saitam Sa Krishna Chitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sa Kanalita Shri Vishakam Pitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chyatpati Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishvanasita Devi Pranamaya Hari Priye Pankha Kalpa Durbhyasha Kripa Sanvivasha Patanam Pavan Vyo Vaishnam Vyo Namo Namo Chai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Charaswamti Namini. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachai Desatarani. But this verse, well, first it's good to situate where we are in the Bhagavatam. In the previous chapters, we have King Chadbharat instructing King Raghunam, and at the end of the previous chapter, at the beginning of this chapter, we have the Maharaj Parikshit is asking Sukadev Goswami to explain this allegory of the forest of enjoyment, which had been to explain more deeply. And he goes more in detail in this chapter. Very instructive. I went through the whole chapter last days, and these are very clear instructions, but also very difficult to swallow for the conditioned soul. Not easy to take that. Of course, it started in the fifth chapter of this canto, where King Rishabhadev instructed his 100 sons. There, the first 20 verses, it gives like a summary of what's explained in this chapter here. So this verse specifically speaks about those who are interested in material gain. Material gain is a kind of business we've got. So that's what Prahlad Maharaj in the seventh canto will explain when he when he prays to Lord Nrsimhadev. After Lord Nrsimhadev, his anger subsided, and then Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers. But before Lord Nrsimhadev has offered Prahlad Maharaj a benediction, and that benediction is, please, you can ask me whatever you want, Lord Nrsimhadev said, I will fulfill all your desires. And we see that Prahlad Maharaj, he was not very elated, not very happy with that proposal. Because he said to Lord Nrsimhadev, oh my Lord, I've been born in a family of demons, asuras. And demons, they are naturally inclined to enjoyment of the senses. So please don't entice me with that proposal, because you are my eternal master and I'm your eternal servant, and that relationship is fully satisfying me. I'm fully satisfied just by serving you. By serving you without any motivations, I feel the greatest happiness. But then Prahlad Maharaj says, but there are those who approach God as a vanik, a merchant, who are going to do business. So they are serving God, but they want something in return. The jnanis, they want knowledge. The yogis, they want mystic powers, but the bhakti yogis, those who They just want to serve God out of love. But of course the Vedas described different paths, path of Nirvritta and Pravritti, Nivritta and Apavritti. Yeah, it's a path of sense enjoyment that and one can go to higher planetary systems and enjoy them when one follows all rules and regulations of karma kanda. That these are the rules of regulated sense enjoyment with the aim of now enjoying this body, and in after death you will get a more perfect body and enjoy more. That you go to the heavenly planets, you go to heaven. That interesting is that last Sunday when I spoke with the father of Dina Krishna Prabhu, he was 91 years old, and we had this presentation about reincarnation. Then he said, yes, the reincarnation that could exist. He did not deny that. But he said, I've been a good Christian all my life. I followed the Ten Commandments. Of course, this with the idea, with the interpretation of the fifth commandment, that it means something else than originally meant. But he was saying, I lived a religious life, and now he was expecting a reward. When he dies, that God will give him a reward for his religious life. That so this idea to get something in return for a religious practice, it's business with God. That you do something for God and you are expecting something in return. But that's unfortunately, that does not solve the problem of human life. It's difficult to understand for people in especially in present society, what are the problems of life. That the problems of life are clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita. Is old age, disease, birth and death. These are the problems of life to be solved. And they will not be solved unless we give up all our material desires, all our desires to give pleasure to a body and mind which we are not. That so we can only give that up, and that's clearly stated in the purport here, if we have contact with a pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is a very nice verse. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhakhyavan Jiva. Brahmande means the egg of Brahma. We are this universe is like an egg which contains all these planetary systems. And there are higher planetary systems, middle planetary systems and lower planetary systems. According to the Vedic cosmology, we are in the seventh planetary system, somewhere in the middle, that in the Bhurbhuvarsva area. That you have Svarga, and then and Tapaloka, Janaloka, and Brahmaloka, higher planetary systems, and then you have in the hellish planets down Rasatala, Palatala. It's all described in the Bhagavatam, all these planetary systems. That Brahmanda Brahmite, One can go up and down in the universe, take different bodies. That in this Brahma, Anda, the egg of Brahma. that's a little joke. That Lord Chaitanya calls the universe the egg of Brahma. Yes, and we are all in that egg. But unless we become fortunate, bhagyavan, that we cannot stop this business of repeated birth and death. That, and how can we come out Guru Krishna Prasadi? So by it's an agreement with Krishna and his pure devotees. The first thing we need is Shraddha, is faith, and then Sadhu Sangha, that association with advanced devotees. That so it starts with that Shraddha, with that desire in the heart, that I want just the desire to obtain this purity in consciousness, to get rid of all these material infections of lust, anger, greed, and this madness, illusion, that so many enemies of the mind, and to come to the point of selfless service of Krishna. If someone desires that, then Krishna is in our heart. He will bring the person in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. But it starts with the desire of the person. That if he wants a bona fide spiritual master, Krishna will bring him in contact with him. If he wants to be cheated, Krishna will bring him to a cheater. By the mercy of the Guru, a pure devotee, one gets Krishna's mercy, Krishna Prasad. That because the Guru will give you Krishna, will instruct you how to purify your mind and feel Krishna in the heart. So he plants the seed of bhakti. So this power, because with this morning we started with this song Gurudev, that it's a very special song from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because it shows the mood of an exemplary disciple, the mood of surrender to the spiritual master, and the humbleness of approaching a spiritual master. This song, it's Radhanath Maharaj instructed his disciples to sing this song every morning. because it brings you in the right mood. If you understand what you are singing, is so nice. That's required. Radha Gopinath ki, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki, Shri Gaur Nithai ki. Now, of course, these material desires, they will not go from one day to another. To develop this desire for pure devotional service means understanding the necessity to develop this love of Godhead. But to learn this art of devotional service, the scripture says, Tasma karum prapachita. One must surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, a pure devotee. That mood of surrender, that why is that? Because how can we come to that level of purity? How can we get bhakti? We have Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has written Madhurya Kandambini. And that analyzes, that scripture analyzes very scientifically every stage of the process of devotional service. And he starts in the beginning with analyzing what's the cause of love of Godhead. What's the cause of bhakti? And the first thing he says, it's not pious activities. Not his pious activities that elevates one to the heavenly planets. Because it's material. Because it's born out of material desires to enjoy more. So that's not the cause. Pious activities, pious and impious is material. Cannot be the cause. And is it jnana? No, it's not jnana. Because that jnana can help you to liberate from material entanglement. But jnana itself cannot give you love of Godhead. So it goes further and it comes to the conclusion that you can get bhakti from one who has bhakti. That's the way to get it. That's how that and who has this bhakti? Who can give us this bhakti? His conclusion is it's the Madhyam Adhikar. The Madhyam Adhikar, he gives bhakti to others. He is the preacher of Krishna consciousness who is dedicated to the mission of the spiritual master. It's not the Uttam Adhikar, because the Uttam Adhikar is not a preacher. Because Uttam Adhikar sees everyone else as a better devotee than himself. that he thinks all the other people are serving Krishna, are better servants of Krishna than me. He's so humble. And he sees Krishna everywhere. So he does not perceive the material energy anymore. Uttam Adhikar, when one has entered prema, one forgets that one has a material body. But of course, then Uttam Adhikar sometimes come down to the platform of Madhyam Adhikar devotees. The Madhyam Adhikar devotees sees Ishvara tat adinesho tvalisesho tvivachusa. He sees four categories of people. He sees Krishna. For Krishna, he tries to develop prema, love. And then he sees tat adinesu, those who are the devotees of Krishna, who are trying to love Krishna. With them, he develops friendship with the devotees. And that's very important. And then for the Bali Sheshu, for the ignorant, he's a preacher. He tries to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. that and he avoids the tvivatsa, the envious. So that's the Madhyam Adhikar. He's the cause of bhakti. And with such Madhyam Adhikar devotees, such Madhyam Adhikar devotees are representatives of Krishna. Because the Madhyam Adhikar devotee is beyond liberation. Interesting, in the purport of Bhagavad Gita 9.3, there Srila Prabhupada says, the Uttam Adhikar has no chance of falling down. And the Madhyam Adhikar does not fall down. That's interesting. So all these gurus in ISKCON who fell down, they were not on the Madhyam Adhikar platform. It's not. Whereas, Srila Rupa Goswami informs the process of devotional service. It's going over many lifetimes. It can take 30, 40 lifetimes. But whatever progress in this life you make, you keep for your next life and you continue. That's it's explained in Bhagavad Gita. That it's not that I'm in the Hare Krishna movement and after 5, 10 or 20, 25 years I become an Uttam Adhikar. Some may have been very advanced when they from previous life. But generally, that's not so easy. But we see that in the 70s, and that's interesting. In the 70s, because our movement is now 45 years old. I think little more, 47 years. Srila Prabhupada, inception of ISKCON was in 1965. Then the movement started in America, and soon, when we the end of the 60s came to England, and so it spread all over the world in 11 years. And in mid 70s, this movement was expanding like anything. Was a Hare Krishna explosion. But if you look at that time, everyone at that time was living in the temple. There were practically no Grihasthas. That started to develop later on. Now we have the reverse situation. Now nobody lives anymore in the temples. Everyone is a congregational member, like 99% of the... But in that time, everyone was living in the temple, had this close association with each other, following the morning program, and actively engaged in the mission of the spiritual master. And everyone was full of enthusiasm and was feeling great bliss also. But that's the power of this, of two things here. Dedication to the mission of Srila Prabhupada, trying to please a pure devotee. And at the same time, the close association with each other. The power of bhakti comes out when we associate with those who have bhakti or those who are in the process of getting bhakti. It's so strong, because therefore you have this description of these fruitive activities and going to heaven and coming back and most of the Vedas are about that. And we see that Narada Muni, the spiritual master of Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of all this Vedic literature, he was not very happy with his disciple, Srila Vyasadeva, because he forgot really to point out the essence of the Vedic knowledge, which is to get liberation from birth, death, old age, and disease by this process of bhakti. And then, of course, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Bhagavatam later. But interesting is that Narada Muni, after telling that to Srila Vyasadeva, it gives a very powerful demonstration by telling his about his own previous life. When he was 5 years old, as a son of a maidservant, he was associating with Bhaktivedantas who came together during the rainy seasons. They could not travel. They were all pure devotees, and he was hearing about from them about Krishna and serving them. So here you see the power of association of devotees, that because without association of devotees, this process to apply that is very, very difficult. That it even following the four regulative principles outside association of devotees becomes a very troublesome task. But in association of devotees, no problem. It goes very easily. Because you just by that association of devotees who want to hear about Krishna and want to remember Krishna and want to develop to purify their heart of all this material contamination, that it's so powerful that of course the level of a pure devotee is a very high level, but we have Srila Prabhupada as our founder acharya, and his instructions are in his books. We just have to follow his instructions. But to follow his instructions and to understand it rightly and how to apply in our lives, we need the association of devotees. That's very important to have this association, because it's good, it's true. Srila Prabhupada's words are very powerful and they are in his books. So one can say, why do I need a spiritual master? I accept Srila Prabhupada as spiritual master, is in his books. And to a certain extent, that may be true, because Srila Prabhupada's words in the Bhagavatam will wake you up and are very powerful. And you may be able to make advancement to a certain level, but there comes a level that you need the help of someone who has realizations and can tell you how to apply these realizations, how to apply this in your life. Because all these instructions, they are in his books. But one can read the instructions, but it does not guarantee that you understand them. Because that's another thing. If you are outside in the material world and not in association of devotees, then the whole atmosphere is contaminated by passion and ignorance. In the temple here, we chant Hare Krishna, we worship Krishna, it's a purified atmosphere. And by association of devotees, by hearing from the realizations of them, we get a glimpse of what it of what these words, this purpose really mean. That and then gradually the meaning is revealed within our heart. So this is very important, that to take advantage of the association of devotees, to understand the meaning of the scriptures and the practical value. Spiritual knowledge in itself has no value as long as we don't know how to practice this in our lives. And therefore we have the Bhagavatam. It explains, it gives so many examples of devotees who were under the illusory energy and came gradually out of it. We have here the example of Raughana. King Raughana instructed by Jad Bharat, that and he was very fortunate. In the beginning he made offenses to Jad Bharat, but then after hearing all the words spoken by Jad Bharat, King Raughana, he asked for forgiveness. He understood the level of advancement of Jad Bharat. That so this process of coming out of this illusion, it means hearing about Krishna. Like this chapter, there are two aspects mainly, that we have to give up the belief of so-called happiness in this world, that sensual happiness of the body, that's one side. And at the other side there is the positive engagement in devotional service, engaging body, mind, senses, words, just in hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna and serving Krishna in so many ways. That service attitude will develop by hearing, and then by practical experience, by engagement in devotional service, by intense engagement in devotional service, you just forget about all this craving for so-called happiness in of the material body. The Tashaivaita prasate te kovito nalapyate yad brahmatam yuparyata talapyato brahmada. Yeah. Tashaivaita prasate te kovito nalapyate yad brahmatam yuparyata talapyate upada sukam. The last two lines. But this verse explains one should search for that happiness which is not obtainable in this world. So not Brahmanda Brahmiti going up and down. No, not search for the happiness obtainable in this universe. Because that kind of happiness, it's like distress. If distress comes, we don't ask for it. Like happiness of the body and mind comes also without we having asked for it. When you take birth, your happiness and distress you will get in this life, it's fixed. You cannot change. That's going with the body. A devotee is not concerned with this happiness and distress and the so-called results in this world, which are all temporary, is concerned with purifying his heart and reestablishes relationship with Krishna and hearing about Krishna. Because by this hearing about Krishna, he revives his spiritual, his spiritual identity, the real identity of the living entity, not this constructed ego of this body and mind and whole structure that I remember Mahavishnu Goswami, he said in one of the first lectures I heard from them that we have so many so-called great men in this world, all these politicians giving speeches with such a big belly and 10 kilos stool in their intestines. It's just men, they have their achievement, they become very proud, but it's all temporary. It's like whoop and it's gone. But by association with devotees, we can wake up, come to the real thing. The real thing is getting eternal life, blissful life, and it's already available in this body, this human form of life. Just by intense engagement in Srila Prabhupada's mission, by engaging in worship of the deities, chanting of the holy name, by 24 hours engagement in spiritual activities, you become purified and you come to the platform of becoming more and more satisfied internally. And yeah, and then you come to the point of Yatati Moakali Nam Buddhivyati Tarishyasi Tadagam Dasi Nirvedam Tatagandas in Shrotavasya Shrotasyasa. Then you come out of the forest of illusion. You come to the real thing. Your intelligence becomes purified. And whatever as we have to achieve in this world, you have no interest anymore. That Shrotasyasa, then you don't have interest for everything what has to be heard, of no interest. You can read every day on Google the news of the day, but it's always the same thing, always the same kind of calamities in another form, and it's chewing the truth that people make the same mistakes all over and over, and people. You learn from this history that people does not learn anything from history. That's interesting. But from the Bhagavatam, we can learn to give up all this Brahmanda, Brahmite, that going up and down, trying to enjoy again and again, and frustrated again and again and again. because that's the reality of the world. Nothing works out. Everything ends up in frustration. But when you serve Krishna, then no frustration anymore. Always blissful happiness. And this platform of Brahma Buddha, because the Madhyam Adhikar begins at that platform, that the pure Brahman, that it's obtainable. That I'm after 12 years traveling with Prahlad Nanamaraj, I've 2 months here. I'm very close to him. We are in the same room and we're doing preaching together. And I've never seen him disturbed in all these years. Always blissful, happy. That means that's an example of a person who has reached that platform of equal in happiness and distress. And with great faith and determination, do everything necessary to push this movement forward and to spread Krishna consciousness. And that spirit it's what gives you enthusiasm and taste for Krishna, because it by these experiences you feel Krishna's reciprocation. You see how Krishna is guiding you in all your activities. And it's true, from the moment we choose, I want to become purified, I want to surrender to Krishna, then the Krishna makes arrangements. Like we have Shivas Thakur, he was 24 hours a day engaged in devotional service. He did not care about the maintenance of his family. He was reading the Bhagavatam, doing his puja, and the whole day engaging in devotional service. One day Lord Chaitanya came to see Shivas and asked Shivas, if tomorrow Krishna does not give food for your family, what will you do? And Shivas said, I will clap three times in my hand, chant Hare Krishna, and be happy that day. Then Lord Chaitanya said, and if the second day Krishna does not any provide any maintenance for your family, what will you do? Shivas said, he clapped three times in his hand. He said, we will chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And then Lord Chaitanya said, if the third day Krishna does not provide for your family, what will you do? Then Shivas said, then we will go to the Ganga. I will go to the Ganga with my family and we will drown ourselves. But he had such a great faith that Krishna would maintain him by just engaging in devotional service. And he had no worries for his whole life. Krishna maintained always, gave him always what he wanted, what he needed. Ananya Sintayantamam Yetana Paryapasti Tesam Biyuktanam. First means that Krishna will provide everything necessary when you engage in pure devotional service. Yuhakstenam Pramayam, he will protect you under all circumstances. So the essence of this verse is, yes, maintaining material desires even in a pious way is not a solution. It ends up in birth, death, old age and disease. In the purport, the solution is association with pure devotees, with advanced devotees. Thank you very much. Any question? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's a big issue, and that but if you want to know more of that, about that, is that book written by, what's his name, from America, he left his body, Sadaputa, and also there you can find a lot of information. But of course these are planetary systems of planets. It's not just one planet. That's interesting is that since the Vedic times, they had all this knowledge about these planets. That where in the West only recently they found out a few 500 years ago that the Earth was not flat, but was so that's quite a difference. They knew all the astronomy and how the planets were evolving, and they could predict where they would be in the future. They had great astronomical knowledge. How this fits in a modern ID, I don't know. That, of course, the main difference is that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the sun, the sun is, there's only one sun in the universe. But scientists, they think there are so many suns, but it's difficult to say. They see only some light, and how it just all fits together, this cosmology, what's the right understanding. It's difficult to say, but in the if you study the fifth canto, we went to it in the Bhakti Vaibhava course, and it's not easy to understand sometimes how it fits together. But anyway, from a spiritual perspective, it's not so important. We have to get out of it and go back to the spiritual world. I don't think this is something where our fate should depend on. whether they went to the moon or not, what does it matter? Okay, sorry, I can't answer your question. Yes. Good question. In the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there Krishna explains that pure devotional service means always fixing your mind on Krishna. If you cannot do it, Krishna says, follow then the rules and regulations of bhakti, the process of devotional service, and by this cultivate a desire to attain me. So this cultivation of desire is also called fate. Fate is a very important aspect. In the three classes of devotee, the neophyte, the prakriti bhakti, his fate is very pliable, and he has no knowledge. But then in the Madhyamadikar, he has quite a good knowledge, not perfect, but his faith is very strong. That faith is important. And that faith, when it matures, it comes to the platform of full faith of a pure devotee and full knowledge. So this shraddha, or this faith, is clearly a symptom of one's spiritual advancement. One who has great faith, he depends fully on Krishna, because he knows Krishna is reliable. He's the only reliable factor in our existence. all the other things in the world change. But Krishna never changes. If you have a relationship with him and you see him everywhere, that faith later on then becomes more mature by experiencing. Because you see how Krishna reciprocates in your life, in others' lives, and then later by realization. So faith is a very important factor. Yes, we should constantly cultivate that faith. And we cultivate that faith. But the best way to do is to associate with those who have faith. You will become affected. That's most important. And cultivate knowledge. Knowledge is helping to cultivate that faith and association with those who have faith. Is that okay? Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll end here. Yeah? Okay, one last question. That you get the seed and then you have to water the seed. That's your part. You have to cultivate this bhakti. And the way how to cultivate it is hearing from other devotees that how they did it, advanced devotees, how to cultivate and how to avoid offenses and that's, you have to go to the process, but the of course association with Madhyamadikars, that will help you to develop this very quickly, this love of Godhead. But the Madhyamadikar plants the seed and gives you this, by his example, he gives you this faith. But then you have to go to the process. But still, continued association with these Madhyamadikars will help you to develop this very quickly. We have to do our part in the process and continue to take association with them. That's very purifying. I've experienced myself that my association with Bhurijan Prabhu, Narayani in Vrindavan, 12 years course of Bhakti Vaibhava and Bhakti Vedanta, it changes your heart just to hear from them. It's the watering process, hearing, keeping that association from those who are really determined to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Yes. I hope this helps you. Thank you. Shantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.